Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Dalet, the 10th parak, Arvei Pesachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamavdil Sar Shiyomer Me'in Chasima, Samach Chasima So. One who recites Havdalah must recite in the body of the bracha near its conclusion a clause similar to the bracha's conclusion. But the people of Medisa say, Me'im Psichasan, Samachuksimasan. He must recite near its conclusion a clause similar to the bracha's opening words. They want to ask what the nafkamina is between the two, and answers, it's a case of Yantiv that falls after Shabbos, where the chasima of the bracha is Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. According to the one who holds Me'im Psichasan, nothing particular needs to be added. Whereas according to the one who holds Me'in Chasimasan, one is required to say the additional words of Ben Kedusha Shabbos or Kedusha Yamtav Hibdalta. Between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yamtav, you have separated. Point number two, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, HaMavdil Sar Shiyomer Me'in Havdalos Amuros B'Torah. One who recites Havdalah must state separations that are similar to the separations mentioned in the Torah itself. The Gemara challenges whether this is required based on a brace that teaches Havdalos Heach, how are the separations one recites in Havdalah said. So one says, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, ben Or Lechoshech, ben Yisrael Lamim, ben Yom HaShvi'i Losheisim HaYamase, ben Tamei LeTahor, ben Hayam LeChorava, between the sea and the dry land, ben Maim Elyonim LeMaim HaTachtonim, between the upper waters and the lower waters, ben Kohanim LeLevim Yisraelim. Now, if Havdalah can only include separations that were mentioned in the Torah, we do not find Havdalah mentioned in reference to between the sea and the land. So the Gemara answers that that clause was an error, and in order to have the requisite seven separations, the clause of Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim is a combination of two things. It refers to a separation between Levim v'Yisraelim, as it's written, Be'isa he hivdil Hashem as Shevet HaLevi. At that time Hashem separated Shevet Levi. And it also refers to a further separation between Kohanim and Levim, as it's written, B'nei Amram Aaron Moshe v'yibado Aaron l'hakdisho kodesh kadashim. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moshe, and Aaron was separated to sanctify him as holy of holies, and he and his children. And point number three, a brisa teaches that a bracha must generally contain the word Baruch once at the beginning and again at the end. Exceptions to this rule are Birchas HaMitzvahs, the bracha over mitzvahs, which does not end with Baruch. The Rashbam explains that this is because these brachas are short. Birchas HaPeros, the bracha over fruit or other foods, which does not end with Baruch. Ubrachas Muchel Chaverta, a bracha that immediately follows another one, which does not begin with Baruch. The Rashbam gives the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei as an example and indicates that such groups of brachas are considered like one bracha. And finally, bracha achron shebe Krishma, and the bracha that follows Krishma, which does not begin with Baruch. The Rashbam explains that this bracha is considered to immediately follow the bracha that preceded Krishma, because one may not interrupt between Krishma and the bracha that follows it. So once again, the three points are number one. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, HaMavdil Sar Shiyomer Me'in Chasima, Sama Chasima So. One who recites, Havdalah must recite in the body of the bracha near its conclusion, a clause similar to the bracha's conclusion. But the people of Bumadisa say, Me'in Pesichasan, Sama Chasima San. He must recite near its conclusion a clause similar to the bracha's opening words. Now the Gemara asks what the nafkamina is between the two, and answers, it's the case of Yantiv that falls after Shabbos, where the chasima of the bracha is Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. According to the one who holds Me'in Sichasan, nothing particular needs to be added. Whereas according to the one who holds Me'in Chasima San, one is required to say the additional words of Ben Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yantiv Hivdalta. Between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yantiv, you have separated. Point number two, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, HaMavdil Sar Shiyomer Me'in Havdalos Hamuros B'Torah. One who recites Havdalah must state separations that are similar to the separations mentioned in the Torah itself. The Gemara challenges whether this is required based on a brisa that teaches Havdalos Heach, how are the separations one recites in Havdalah said. So one says, HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol Ben Or Lechoshech Ben Yisrael Amim Ben Yom HaShvi V'Shesim Ma'imase Ben Tami Letaur Ben Hayam LeCharava, between the sea and the dry land, Ben Maim Elyonim LeMaim HaTachtonim, between the upper waters and the lower waters, Ben Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Now, if Havdalah can only include separations that were mentioned in the Torah, we do not find Havdalah mentioned in reference to between the sea and the land. So the Gemara answers that that clause was an error, and in order to have the requisite seven separations, the clause of Kohanim Levim Yisraelim is a combination of two things. It refers to a separation between Levim and Yisraelim, as it's written, Be'isa he hivdil Hashem as Shevet HaLevi. At that time, Hashem separated Shevet HaLevi. And it also refers to a further separation between Kohanim and Levim, as it's written, B'nei Amram Aaron and Moshe, V'yibado Aron l'hakdisho kodesh kadashim. The sons of Amram, Aron and Moshe, and Aron was separated to sanctify him as holy of holies, he and his children. And point number three, a braisa teaches that a bracha must generally contain the word baruch once at the beginning and once at the end. Exceptions to this rule are birchas and mitzvahs, the bracha over mitzvahs, which does not end with baruch. Rashbam explains that this is because these brachas are short. Birchas of peros, the bracha over fruit or other foods, which does not end with baruch. Bracha smucha l'chaverta, a bracha that immediately follows another one, which does not begin with baruch. The Rashbam gives the brachas of Shemona Esrei as an example and indicates that such groups of brachas are considered like one bracha. And bracha achrona should be kriyashma, and the bracha that follows kriyashma, which does not begin with baruch. The Rashbam explains that this bracha is considered to immediately follow the bracha that preceded kriyashma, because one may not interrupt between kriyashma and the bracha that follows it. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf kuf dalet, and our standard simmon is code. Code. So here goes. The Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Havdalah before the bracha realized it was a message for him to separate from his friend Levi and to only say brachas that day where the word baruch is not recited both at the beginning and at the end. Once again, in slow motion. The Kohen who discovered the secret code, that must be more on Duff Kuf Dalet. The Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Havdalah before the bracha, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamavdil Tzarishi Yomer Me'in Chasima, Sama Chasima. So one who recites Havdalah must recite in the body of the bracha near its conclusion a clause similar to the bracha's conclusion. But the people of Pumadisa say, Me'in Pesicha San, Sama Chasima San. He must recite near its conclusion a clause similar to the bracha's opening words. The Gemara asks what the nafkamina is between the two, and the answer is it's the case of Yantav that falls after Shabbos, where the Chasima of the bracha is Be'in Kodesh with Kodesh. According to the one who holds Me'ein Pesicha San, nothing particular needs to be added. Whereas according to the one who holds Me'ein Chasima San, one is required to say the additional words of Ben Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yantav Hivdalta. Between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yantav, you have separated. So the Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Havdalah before the Bracha realized it was a message for him to separate from his friend Levi. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that one who recites Havdalah must state separations that are similar to the separations mentioned in the Torah itself. But the Gemara challenges this based on a price that teaches that with Havdalah, one says, HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'chol ben Orach Choshech ben Yisrael Amim ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh ben Tami L'Tahor ben Hayam L'chol Rabbah between the sea and the land ben Mayim Elyonim L'Mayim HaTachtonim ben Kohanim L'Levim L'Yisraelim. Now, if Havdalah can only include separations that were mentioned in the Torah, we don't find Havdalah mentioned in reference to the between the sea and the land. So the Gemara answers that that clause was an error, and in order to have the requisite seven separations, the clause of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim is a combination of two things. It refers to a separation between Levim and Yisraelim, as it's written, Be'isahi, Hivdo Hashem es Shevet HaLevi. At that time, Hashem separated Shevet HaLevi, and it also refers to a further separation between Kohanim and Levim, as it's written, B'nei Amram, Aaron, Moshe, Yibado, Aaron, L'Kadisho, Kodesh Kadashim. The sons of Amram, Aron and Moshe, and Aron was separated to sanctify him as a holy of holies, he and his children. So the Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Havdalah before the bracha realized it was a message for him to separate from his friend Levi and to only say brachas that day where the word baruch is not recited both at the beginning and at the end. Which reminds us, a braisa teaches that a bracha must generally contain the word baruch once at the beginning and again at the end. Exceptions to this rule are birchas of mitzvahs, birchas of peros, a bracha smuchel chaverta, a bracha that immediately follows another one which does not begin with baruch. The Rashbam gives the brachas of Shmona Esrei as an example and indicates that such groups of brachas are considered like one bracha. And the bracha achrona should be kriyashma, and the bracha that follows kriyashma, which does not begin with baruch. Rashbam explains that this bracha is considered to immediately follow the bracha that preceded kriyashma, because one may not interrupt between kriyashma and the bracha that follows it. So once again, the Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Havdalah before the bracha realized it was a message for him to separate from his friend Levi and to only say brachas that day where the word baruch was not recited both at the beginning and at the end. All right, now it's time for a four blah bach chazara. Daf Kuf. So the simmer Daf Kuf is a monkey. So here goes. The circus monkeys. Monkeys, that must be more in Daf Kuf. The circus monkeys were trained to let people continue eating a meal they began before Mincha Erev Shabbos, which reminds us, as Malchus, whether someone who began a meal before Mincha on Erev Shabbos is allowed to continue eating after Shabbos begins. Rav Yehuda maintains, Mapsikim Shabbosos, we interrupt for Shabbosos. Rabbi Yossi argues, Eim Mapsikim, we do not interrupt. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the person must stop the meal, remove the table, and recite Birkas HaMazon. The reason is that a meal must be brought to the table for the honor of Shabbos, or because the eating after nightfall would be viewed as an extension of the weekday meal. Tosos explained, according to Rabbi Yossi, he need not interrupt the meal, for the eating after nightfall is considered one of the Shabbos meals. The Kiddush that would be recited immediately afterwards is viewed as having been recited upon that meal. The Gemara relates to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. Were once eating meal together when Shabbos began, a discussion ensued about whether they should interrupt the meal or not, and eventually, they did not move from there until they established the halacha, according to Rabbi Yossi. So the circus monkeys, who were trained to let people continue eating a meal, they began before Mincha Erev Shabbos, and knew to cover the table with a cloth before Kiddush, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Eim Mavinas HaShulchan El Im Kin Kiddush. We do not bring out the table on which the Friday night meal will be eaten unless one already made Kiddush. Imhevi Poros Mapu Makadosh. And if it was brought out early, you should spread out a cloth over it and make Kiddush. Rashbam, citing the She'otos, explains that bringing out the table after Kiddush shows that the meal is served in honor of Shabbos, and covering the table is like removing it. Tosos note that nowadays, where it's customary for everybody to eat together on a large table, it's not practical to bring the table out after Kiddush. Therefore, it's our custom to set the table with chalas before Kiddush, but to cover them until after Kiddush. So the circus monkeys, who were trained to let people continue eating a meal they began before Mincha Erev Shabbos, and knew to cover the table with a cloth before Kiddush, would throw bananas at anyone who tried to start a meal before Mincha Erev Pesach. Which reminds us, on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara brought up machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi regarding beginning a meal during the afternoon on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantav. Here the Gemara cites two brises about this machlokes. One of them teaches Shavin She'ein Maschilin, they are in agreement that we may not begin. And the second one stated Shavin She'maschilin, they are in agreement that we may begin. And the Gemara explained that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree that we may not begin a meal on Erev Pesach, close to Mincha, as the first mission of the Perek taught. And they agree that we may begin a meal Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantav before the ninth hour of the day. Daf Kufalv. So the simmer Daf Kufalv is a bird caller going, caw, caw. So here goes. After Kiddush was recited in Shul at the Bird Caller's Convention, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Aleph. After Kiddush was recited in Shul at the Bird Caller's Convention, participants made Kiddush b'makom Suda, which reminds us the Gemara brings machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about the Kiddush that was customarily made by the Shulich Tzibor and the Beis Knesses on Friday night, whether one has fulfilled his Kiddush obligation. Rav says one does fulfill his chiv, and Rashbam explains the Rav holds that it's not necessary for Kiddush to be recited together with the Shabbos meal. And Shmuel says one has not fulfilled his chiv because he holds Ein Kiddush el b'makom Suda. Kiddush is only a place where there's a meal. The Rashbam explains that Shmuel derives this principle from the pasuk Karasu Shabbos Onik, and you should proclaim the Shabbos ad delight. In the place where Shabbos is proclaimed, meaning where Kiddush is recited, there should be delight, meaning the Shabbos meal. Alternatively, since Kiddush must be recited over wine, it's fitting that it be recited over wine, drunk at a meal. So after Kiddush was recited in Shul at the Bird Caller's Convention, participants made Kiddush, b'makom Suda, and then flooded around the corners of the room meeting each other without making another bracha, which reminds us that Rav and Shmuel both taught that someone who makes Kiddush in the Beis Knesses must say a new bracha before drinking wine at home. The Gemara supports this from a brisa that states, Shinui makom sar chavarach, shinui yain ein sar chavarach. If there's a change in location, one must say a new bracha. If there's a change in wine, one need not say a new bracha. Rav Chisa says in the name Rav Huna that a change of location creates a new bracha requirement only if one went mabayis labayis, from one house to another, and not if one went mamakam mamakam, from one place to another, within the house. So after Kiddush was recited in the shul at the Bird Caller's Convention, participants made Kiddush, b'makom Suda, and then flooded around the corners of the room, meeting each other without making another bracha, with the intent to fly back and conclude their meal in their original setting. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda adds, that a change of location does not create a new bracha rishona requirement if the bracha was said over Dvarim HaTu'unim Bracha L'Acharen Bim Koman, things that need a bracha achrona in their place, that is, where the food was eaten, because someone who eats a food of this type, L'Kiva Kamahadar, returns to his original setting. The Rashbam explains that he's continuing with his original meal. Since he's obligated to return to his original place to recite a bracha achrona, or to continue his meal in a second place, which will enable him to recite the bracha achrona there, his leaving does not constitute a conclusion of the meal. Rather, what he eats in the second place is seen as a continuation of his meal. Rav Sheshes disagrees and says that these foods are also subject to the lachas of Shinui Makom. Daf Kuf Beis. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. The Chaverim in the cave. Cave. That must be one Daf Kuf Beis. The Chaverim in the cave remained at the table while their friends went to Daven, which reminds us that there's a machlokes between the Tanakhim and Rabbi Yehuda if members of a group that were eating together left the table, well, they have to make a bracha achrona when they leave and a bracha rishona when they return. The Tanakhim says they do not, and Rabbi Yehuda says they do not only if they had left some members of the table. So the Chaverim in the cave who remained at the table while their friends went to Daven unbundled two cups, one for Birchas HaMazon and the other for Kiddush. which reminds us that we had learned before that according to Rabbi Yossi, someone who was eating a meal when it became Shabbos may continue to eat without interrupting for Kiddush. The Gemara cites a brisa that teaches that according to Rabbi Yossi, when the person eventually finishes his meal, he should say Birchas Hamazon over one cup of wine and then Kiddush over another. The Gemara asks why Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush cannot both be said over the same cup. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak explains, L'fishein osi mitzvos chavilos chavilos, because we do not do mitzvos in bundles. The Rashbam explains that someone who does this indicates that mitzvos are burdensome for him. So the chaverim in the cave who remained at the table while their friends went to daven unbundled two cups, one for Birchas Hamazon and the other for Kiddush, leaving a third cup for Yantiv Motzei Shabbos to be used for Havdalah and Kiddush. Which reminds the Gemara challenged the rule of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, noting that when Yantiv falls on Motzei Shabbos, Kiddush and Havdalah are said over the same cup of wine, even on the first night of Yantiv when one certainly has more than one cup of wine. The Gemara answers, Havdalah v'Kiddush chadam milsihi. Havdalah and Kiddush are one thing, so there is therefore nothing wrong with saying both of these over a single cup of wine. The Rashbam explains that both Havdalah and Kiddush are based on the Kedusha of the Yom Tovim, and the holiness of the incoming Yantiv is even mentioned in the wording of Havdalah. Daf Kuf Gimel, so the symbol for Kuf Gimel is Yerushalmi Kugel. So here goes. The award-winning Yaknehaz Yerushalmi Kugel, Yerushalmi Kugel, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Gimel. The award-winning Yaknehaz Yerushalmi Kugel, presented in honor of the departing king, which reminds us that Rav says the order of the barachas when Motzei Shabbos is the Yantav, when No Shechiyanu is said, is Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. The Rashbam explains that Rav holds Kedushas Hayom Adifa Mahavdalah, that being Mekadosh a new holy day is inherently more significant than escorting a departing one with Havdalah. Alternatively, the one who first recites Havdalah makes it appear as if he's in a rush to rid himself of Shabbos. Shmuel says, Yain Ner Havdalah Kiddush. The Rashbam explains that Shmuel holds that Havdalah should precede Kiddush. He mentions the mashal the Gemara brings later on of Lamelk Shiyotze Vafarkavas Nichnas to a departing king and arriving duke. First one escorts the king, which in our case is Shabbos, through Havdalah, and then greets the duke, which is Yantiv, through Kiddush. The Gemara cites several more opinions about the order in which these brachas should be said. Abai and Rava, as explained by the Rashbam, agree with Rav's opinion, but disagree where to insert Zman, the bracha of Shechiyanu, when it also is to be said. Abai says, Yain Kiddush ner Zman Havdalah, and Rava says, Yak Nahaz, Yain Kiddush ner Havdalah and Zman. So the award-winning Yaknehaz Yerushalmi Kugel, presented in honor of the departing king, who made a bracha every time he drank a cup of wine, which reminds us, Amemer Marzut and Rabashi were once eating a meal together. Amemer said the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen each time he drank another cup of wine. Marzutra said the bracha once over the first cup he drank, and a second time over the cup he said Birchas Hamazon over, and Ravashi only said the bracha over the first cup he drank. Amemar explained that each time he drank a cup, he decided it would be his last, but then changed his mind. Marzutra explained that he held like the Talmidim of Rav, who maintained that merely declaring one's intention to say Birchas Hamazon makes it forbidden to drink before saying a new bracha Rishona. Ravashi explained that he disagreed with the Talmidim of Rav. So the award-winning Yaknehaz Yerushalmi Kugel, presented in honor of the departing king, who made a bracha every time he drank a cup of wine, had seven distinctions in its shape and flavor. Which reminds us, when Rav began reciting Havdalah, he said, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lecho ben Oro Choshech ben Yisrael La'amim ben Yom Hashvi Roshesim Ha'amaseh. When Rav Yaakov Bar Adav heard him, he asked him why he said all of them, when Rav Yudah said the name of Rav, that Rav Yudah Hanasi would only say, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lecho. Rav explained that he holds like Rabbi Gazer in the name of Rav Hoshea, who said that the lowest number of separations that one may mention Havdalah is 3, and the highest number is 7. When Rav Yaakov Bar Abba counted that Rav said neither 3 or 7, Rav answered that the fourth separation of Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshi Me'emase does not count towards his total because it's Me'ein HaChasima. It's similar to the Bracha's conclusion. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which daf do the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel whether there's a chiyuv of Kiddush b'Makom Suda? That's on daf Kufalov. Good. Number 2. Which daf do when the one makes Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup of wine when Yantiv is Motzei Shabbos because Kiddush b'Havdalah chadam milsehi? That's on daf Kufbeis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that two of the 7 Havdalahs mentioned in the Torah that are part of Havdalah is the Havdalah between Levim and Yisraelim and between Levim and Kohanim? That's on daf Kuftalad. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that one needs to make a new bracha for Shinui Makom from bias to bias, but not from one Makom to another in the same house? That's on daf Kufalov. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that according to Rabbi Yossi, one makes a Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush on 2 separate cups because Ein Osi Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? That's on daf Kuv Beis. Good number six. Whether the Havdalah requires Me'ein Chasima or Me'ein Pasicha Sama Chasima San. That's on Daf. Kuf Dalad. Good number seven. Which Daf is the Machlokas? Where Rav says the brachas of Kiddush precede Havdalah, Mosi Shabbos is a Yantav. Whereas Shmuel says Havdalah comes before Kiddush. That's on Daf. Kuf Gimel. Good number eight. Which Daf is the one that even the poorest must recline and be given Arba Kosos for the Seder? That's on Daf. Tzadi Tez. Good. Number nine. Which Daf is the one that Rav says that he holds like Rabbi Ezra, who said in the Nimr of Oshia, that the lowest number of separations in Havdalah is three, and the highest number is seven. That's on Daf. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which Daf is the one that there are four exceptions to the general rule that brachas must contain bark at the beginning and at the end? That's on Daf. Kuf Dal. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which Daf did we learn that the halacha follows the machria, the mediator? That's on Daf. Lama Tess and Shabbos. Good. Number two. Which Daf did we discuss a makum shvisa on top of a closet? That's on Daf. Lama Dal and Erevin. Good. And number three. Which Daf did we learn about Shnai Mikra ve'echa Targum? That's on Daf. Chesem Brachas. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.